only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning.
Doing the dance. Doing the dance.
Do it. Get it. Are you just doing the shoulder dance, though, because you're sitting down?
The shoulder dance and then the occasional head nod to the right. Wham.
Yeah. You gotta get it, man. You got to break it down. I wish I could dance like Vanilla Ice, you know? Yeah. You could bust that out at a wedding or a work function or something like that. People lose their minds.
It's the thing. You're gonna have to take like a billy club with you just to beat off all the women that are coming after you.
Oh, my God.
Dance.
You can dance like Vanilla Ice. Oh, my God. That's right, ladies. I can dance like Vanilla Ice.
Got the parachute pants and all, man. Just killing it.
Yeah.
I can't dance at all. Dude. Are you a dancer?
I used to be. You can probably laugh at this, but there used to be a place called Flashbacks near where I grew up, and it was attached to a hotel. It was a disco bar attached to a hotel. It was amazing. And we used to go there all the time. We used to go disco dancing. Like, we didn't just go dancing. We went disco dancing, okay? Me and my buddies and I would watch.
Darcy and Hutch, huh?
Pretty much. We would watch, Footloose and Saturday Night Fever, and we would practice the dance moves before we would go out. And then add into it, we'd wear bell-bottom pants that we got from, a secondhand store.
There you go.
We had these old shirts that my dad actually had, these old polyester polka-dotted shirts, and there was three of them for some reason. I don't know if it was something that, my uncles did, and they took a photo, and they were all wearing matching polka-dotted polyester shirts, but we all fit in them, so we'd have our bell-bottom pants on, our polyester shirts. I actually had this old, macrame-made belt that my dad used to wear back in the 70s. So I'd throw that on, and we would go dancing. We would literally go dance all night, and I tell you what.
Why do I have this image in my head of you up front and your two buddies behind you, and it's the camera shot where you're walking into the club. You kind of have that head nod going.
Pretty much straight
for the dance floor, and you make it there, and everybody kind of goes to the side, and you're in the middle, and boom, you do that one move with a hand in the air. And you kick the leg out.
I hate to say it, but that's exactly what we did. It had a disco ball in there. But I tell you what, one advice I can give to young guys, all right, if any young men out there are wondering how to break the ice or get the ladies around you, just dance. And even if you're not that good of a dancer, it is, because you embarrass yourself. And I wish I would have danced more, because even if you feel like you're embarrassing yourself, ladies still love a guy that can dance, or at least will get out there and dance. I've seen it hundreds of times. You get a goofy-looking guy who's out there on the dance floor, he's still going to get some chicks around him because he's out there dancing. You get the rest of the guys just standing at the bar going, "Puh, I'm not dancing." Go out there and dance. Just feel the music.
Let it go.
Yeah, just let it go.
Here's the thing. If you ever see me dancing, ever, just look around me a little bit. There's going to be a half-empty bottle of booze somewhere, because that's what it takes to get you mustered up the courage to get out there and wiggle these spindly legs, man. I just look like a fool.
You get out there and do it, and I tell you what, the ladies love a guy that can dance. So, fellas, did watch a couple videos. Yeah, we would sit there and watch the movies and practice our dance moves, and boy, we would cut a rug. Loved it.
Hey, man, there's times DJing where people are like, "Come on, come out of here and dance." I'll grab your hand and try to pull you. I'm like, there's a reason I'm behind this table.
I'm the guy that plays the music. You're the ones that dance to it, all right?
That's what we're doing.
Good times. All right. Anyway, we got to get to it. I could talk forever about my amazing dancing days, but I'll probably pull a muscle just talking about it. So let's get to your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. This seems like a no-brainer, but a new study found that men are twice as likely to speed on the road than women. Also not a surprise, young men are the worst speeders. Seems 17-year-old boys speed 130% more than girls of the same age.
That was definitely me coming out of the theater, in 2001 when Fast and the Furious came out? Dude, that's when all the
you liked him squealing
the
tires, yeah. Let's see. Oh, dude.
I call it, for me, this is about the way I explain it, because the wife bitches at me. God, you drive fast. You're a terrible dude. I'm like, no, I'm an aggressive driver.
That's just you churching it up. No, you're
a difference.
I'm aggressive driving. It's keeping us safe. Thank you very much. Yeah, I've pulled that line on Kiki before, going through like Chicago traffic and everything. You know, I'm bobbing and weaving, going around. And she's like, will you slow down? I said, look, if I slow down, we're going to be in more danger. So just let me drive and we'll be fine.
And both of us, we're the first ones to tell you, you know, when you speed on the highway, it really is only saving you like 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. We both know.
That 2 hour trip, if you're going 85, 90 miles an hour, you really are just saving yourself 5-10 minutes at max.
And then if you get pulled over, you're behind schedule anyways. So anyway, you know, just go the speed limit or a little bit ahead. I got that speeding ticket not terribly long ago in Missouri. Finally got that paid off. That was the first ticket, a speeding ticket I've gotten in a while. However, I will say on this, though, too, yes, I agree. Men speed more than women. But when you meet that woman that does speed, yeah. And mom, if you're listening, I'm talking about you. It's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying.
Why is it the moms? It is a mom, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just haul ass.
Just hauling ass.
My mom hits like 45 in our driveway, dude. I'm telling you.
You know why? It's because it's the kids' fault. It's our fault. They've been just taught to drive faster because we always make them late for everything. So now they're like, all right, we're late, so I got to haul ass. I got to straight up Richard Petty this to get you to soccer practice on time. Squealing the tires on the mom van, like, get in the van, we gotta go.
My mom drives like she constantly has to go number two.
My mom drives like she's the getaway driver for a bank heist, all right? That's right. Mom, slow down. There's no cops following us. No, we gotta get to the safe house.
What is your mom, Jason Statham?
Yes. She's drifting around corners. Mom, slow down, I'm getting sick. Lastly, I like this. A new science fiction movie called Bee will be the first film to rely on an artificially intelligent actor. That's right. The movie follows, quote, a scientist who discovers dangers associated with a program he created to perfect human DNA and help the artificially intelligent woman he designed escape. The woman will be played by Erica, an actual AI robot. Erica! So it's an actual AI robot. Her creators, quote, taught her the craft by applying the principles of method acting to artificial intelligence. So they taught this robot how to method act, and now this AI is going to be in the movie. It's actually going to be a robot. This is not CGI, anything like that.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's not there yet. It's going to be terrible.
I don't think so. I don't think it's quite there. But it's still, though, having it even be somewhat there, what I want to know is there going to be a sex scene with this robot? If so.
No, it's not.
If so, I need to clean up my acting resume because I would like to apply for that role.
You know, if I ever get a robot, you stay away. You stay away from my robot.
Don't ever buy one of those robot vacuum cleaners because.
God, you just love, you have that fantasy, man. I'm telling you, you're just waiting for the day, aren't you?
You get one of those Roombas. Don't put a wig on it because I'm going to sleep with it. Why?
Stay away from my Roomba.
Why does your Roomba have a wig and googly eyes on it?
Hey, you know what? I will give it to you, though. It does clean up for you afterwards, so.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Roomba, clean up after yourself. It's a mess in here.
Look, you're a mess.
Good.
That's
terrible. We went too far. That's your morning dump.